abreast of the story. The sun was still glowing faintly behind distant trees when Emily Hart began her lonesome journey up the hill. Up the hill to the sprawling estate at its summit, just as she had done each evening for many months. It was exciting, she told herself, an adventure to have been invited into the world of wealth and privilege at the top of the hill. And still there was an odd ache in the heart of the 16-year young blacksmith's daughter, accompanied by the unspoken certainty that her young life had taken a wrong turn back there somewhere and would never turn right again. Now, it so happened in that summer of 1782 in that English county, Sussex, keeping a mistress was not only forgivable but fashionable. Even aristocrats fortunate enough to love their wives were forced by convention to maintain and parade mistresses, if merely for show. And yet that which reflected favorably on rich and powerful men did nothing to enhance the reputations of low-born young women, thus objectified and eventually cast aside. One such was still characterized as a wench. So Emily knew what she had gotten herself into when she permitted Sir Harry Featherstone Hall to install her in a cottage in the village of South Harting, and she knew what was expected of her. She must walk up the hill each nightfall to the grand estate called Up Park and concern herself with Sir Harry's pleasure, and should the master of the manor require it, she must entertain his guests as well, even if it meant dancing naked on the dining room table, which it seems she often did. And then one day, as was perhaps inevitable, Emily found herself pregnant. But when she informed Sir Harry, he conveniently declared that the child must not be his, and he ended their liaison on the spot. In this manner was the frightened girl turned out into the cold with no resources save what she had learned during her brief encounter with British aristocracy. And yet what she had learned was resource enough. For once upon a later and more prominent page in English history, there was an imposing presence named Lady Emma Hamilton, the wife of the British envoy to the Kingdom of Naples. Herself diplomatically adept and royally connected, Lady Hamilton sometimes personally negotiated circumstances favorable to the crown. Indeed, her timely arrangement of supplies for the British fleet through her friend, the Neapolitan Queen, enabled Admiral Nelson's victory over the French in the Battle of the Nile. Oh, yes, you've guessed. The internationally impressive, diplomatically effective woman who married Sir William Hamilton and the teenage blacksmith's daughter who trudged up that hill in Sussex each twilight, they were and are one and the same. For when the historic 60-room mansion atop that hill caught fire in August of 1989, the first item which staff successfully rescued, arguably the most treasured one, was an 18th-century dining table on which a young wench was said to have danced naked long ago. And that is so. Only now you know the rest of the story.